So we're looking at wisdom from this great treasure chest. And I'm not on yet, Pete. Maybe you need to maximize that one. Maybe because it's a big photo. Right. And one of the first things we thought about was the fact that wisdom is real treasure. Any of the children know what kind of a thing that is in the middle of the ring? Begins with an R. Do you know over there? It's a ruby. Oh, sorry, out of the back there. I'm sorry, guys. It's a ruby. And you all know what the ring's made of, don't you? Gold, yeah. Rubies and gold. So wisdom is real treasure. It's more valuable than rubies or gold. We thought about that. It's the most important thing. Get wisdom. Get wise. Get God's wisdom. Understand from God how you're supposed to live. So that was the first thing we thought about. And then we thought, well, where does it all start? Where do you get this wisdom? Where does it all begin? And we saw that the fear of the Lord is where it all starts. And that meant look up to God and say, he's much greater, he's much bigger than me, and I really must honor him. So that's where it all begins. And then another week we thought, and we had this memory verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. Anybody remember standing up and sitting down? Some of you do, some of you loved it, some of you hated it. So hopefully you remember the verse, if nothing else. I can remember it still. So, wisdom's really important. Starts with respecting God, and we need to trust in God with all that we are and not think we've got all the answers. So we thought about that. And then we thought about telling the truth. The Lord hates those who tell lies, but he is pleased with those who keep their promises. And we thought about how important it was to tell the truth. And we thought about Jesus, the great truth teller, who always speaks the truth. And then we thought about words as well. And we thought about words that harm people, so that we shouldn't say hurtful words and damaging words, and we shouldn't try and pay people back. You know, when they push us, to push them back. And we might literally push them, or we might say some words back to them, or we might say some other unkind words against them. Actually, what God's wisdom asks us to do is to say good words to people. That's what we thought about last week. Bringing words that are like honey, that do us good, that do our friends good, and that can bring healing. So that's what we've been thinking about so far. And now, the last one in our series, it says this: a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Let's think about that. Friends are a good thing. Friends are a good thing, but good friends are quite hard to find, aren't they? Where are some of your friends? Some of the children. Where do you find your friends? Where are some of your friends? Yes? Across the road from Hayworth Primary School. Yes, that's a good one. You got some friends across the road from here? All right. I don't know them. You got friends that I don't know. Anyone else? Where do you find friends? At the church could be one. I'm not answering all the questions today. Where else? Yes, Kevin. A drop-in centre. That's an excellent one. I thought about clubs and that, but I didn't think of that one. Drop-in centre. Good one. Anywhere else? School? College?
Bowling.
A bowling? Yeah. Friends at bowling. You like bowling, don't you? Where else did I think? Well, for some of the grown-ups, where might they have some friends? Work, yes. Pardon? Married to friends? That's a very good one. At football, yeah, they might have friends at football or other clubs that they're involved in. Neighbours, that was the other one that I had. People with we live nearby. Does anybody know their neighbours? It's Haywards Heath, so it's a bit tricky. But I've spoken to my neighbours a number of times across the hedge. About the hedge, normally. But yeah, friends, neighbours... Friends can be our neighbours, could be at school, they could be at work, it could be that we're married to one. So that's where we have, sort of, where we find our friends. And it's good to have friends, because they help us sometimes. Anyone had a friend who helped them? Yeah, lots of people. Friends really help people. This is really an all-age service. All the adults are participating. They share our lives. They can have a laugh with us. And some people have friends for maybe all of their life. Does any of the sort of over 40s here, which is just about me, does any of the over 40s here have friends from school that they still know? Anybody over 40s? Yeah. Anybody over 60? Oh, yes. Pauline has, I'm assuming you're over 60, that have friends. Is that correct? Yes, thank you. I won't do any more about age. So it's always a disaster. This is one of those, when I get home, you shouldn't have said that, Graham. Sorry about that. But some people, like Pauline, have friends for a very long time, friends for life. Blokes are particularly bad at that, sort of keeping up with them. So I haven't got any friends from school, although I did sort of come across one on Facebook or sometime, but no sort of real friends. But sometimes we can have friends for life. Friends are great. Friends can really help us and share with us, lift us up when we're down, sometimes give us things that we need, and be our friends and share our lives. I wonder if some of the children could tell me, how many friends have you got? Do you want to do a quick count up? Yes. That was you, yeah? What was the answer? Six. Brilliant. And at least some of them live across the road. One of them. Anybody else? This is not a competition, I just kind of wondered, you know, how many friends have you got? A lot. A lot over there. Netta, how many friends have you got? Loads. Oh, well. There's a few friends from friends. But some of you a certain age have probably watched lots and lots of episodes, but most of the people who have watched lots and lots of episodes are at Word Alive. But there are friends from the series Friends. Maybe some of you have got loads and loads and loads of friends, like on this picture here. Some of the grown-ups who are on something like Facebook might have many, many, many friends, maybe 500, maybe 1,000. Friends are good. But the proverb says that someone who has many friends still might come to ruin. Because you see, you can have loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of friends, but they're not real friends. It's probably much better to have six friends who are really friends than to have 1,000 friends who are not really your friends. We were thinking a few weeks ago, months ago, about Facebook and having friends on Facebook and the fact that most of them are not really friends. So if you think about all your friends on Facebook, grown-ups, and think, if you were in hospital, how many of those friends would come and visit you? How many of those friends pray for you? How many of those friends have you seen in the last 12 months? It's not to say all of Facebook is bad. You'd have to listen to the recording on the website if you want to know what we think. But sometimes too many friends is not a great thing because they're not real friends. It's not to do with the quantity of friends you have. It's not to do, I don't think you recognize anybody on there. It's not to do with how many you have. It's about how good the friendships are. So friends are a good thing, but good friends can be really hard to find. Second point. Family can be a great place for close friendships. Family can be a great place for close friendships. Some of my best friends are in my family. Now, who's got a brother? Hands up who's got a brother of the children. Okay, everyone's hands going. Sorry. In fact, all the adults as well then, because it's muted. Hands up who's got a brother. Yeah, hands up who's got a sister. Oh, interesting. More people have got sisters than brothers. Or more people with sisters can be bothered to put their hands up than those with brothers. I've got a brother. Anyone want to guess who that's a picture of? It's obviously connected with my family, but who's who? Where am I? Anyone want to guess? On the left, yeah, absolutely. So that's me on the left, and that's my brother Stephen in the middle, and my sister Linda on the right. That's the three of us. And I've just returned to having just the same amount of hair as I had there now. So I'm regressing in other ways as well. And that is us now-ish, a few years ago. Apart from the fact that my brother has a boat growing out of his head, there's not very little has changed about him, is there? Or me either. But that's my brother Stephen, who I've known all of my life because he's older than me. Although sometimes people don't know that or think that when they see him. And brothers can be great friends. I used to play tennis with my brother. I used to not bully him. I might have done that as well, actually. But I used to sort of nag him and nag him and nag him all through the summer, saying, oh, please come and play tennis with me. Please play tennis with me. And, you know, he'd be more studious and want to do other things. And eventually he'd give in and come and play tennis with me. And that was great. Or I'm sure I've told you this before. I famously once bought a radio from him and then sold it back to him for more money, which was... But that was just through a process of nagging, you know, it was 50p and then sold back for a pound. Same radio, same quality, but a little bit older, and through a process of nagging. I do remember, I don't know why you remember these things, but I do remember in bed one time, because our beds were, we shared a bedroom for a while and we were nearby, being really scared and reaching out and holding his hand in the night. I wouldn't even give him a hug now, but let alone hold his hand, but that I did. Brothers can be great. And that can be true of sisters and other family members as well. Colin's from a family of boys, aren't you? And I'm sure there were lots of brotherly things going on. And lots of competition, I think, between the boys. Family, well, at least one of them's here anyway. Families can be great places then for friendship, for nurturing friendship, for deep friendship, for friendship of people that you actually see and know and who know you. So friends are great. Family can be a great place for friendship. But the third thing is that Jesus is a real friend who sticks with us. And I want to think for a second about sticky friends compared with, well, not so sticky friends. So I'm going to do an experiment, and it probably won't work, but we'll give it a try. So you can have sticky friends, or you can have not so sticky friends. So let's start with the not so sticky friends. So here's a couple of friends. Here they are. They don't have names yet. You can give them names. So here's a couple of friends. And this is the kind of friendship that doesn't stick very well. So, these bits of paper, put them together. Now, these friends are sort of together, but they're not stuck together very well, really, are they? They're just stuck together with a bit of blue tack. So I wonder if somebody wants to try and pull them apart, see how sticky these friends are. Go on, then. Yeah, it wasn't very difficult, was it? So that's not very sticky friendship, blue tack friendship. So that's one kind of friendship. Now, this is the one that might not work. This is the other kind of friendship, which is really close, sticky friendship. So I have a way out if it doesn't work. And this is real stick-together friendship. So I'm going to put a nice lot of glue in here. Need one of those cameras that comes up really close at this point. That's cool. That's a good idea. So, I've stuck it together, and need to wait now 20 minutes for. So I need someone else. As soon as you bother, oh, all right, Eleanor. Someone else to see if this one comes apart. But if it does come apart, Then I have one that I let dry earlier, which definitely won't. But it certainly shouldn't be quite so easy to come apart, this one. I hope so. Yep, you're being very patient with me. Thinking every second counts. Okay, right. Eleanor, you've got to try, but not too hard, to get that one apart. Oh, okay, thank you. Right, thank you for volunteering. Sorry to take it away so quick. Now, this one I let dry a little bit longer, so I think this one won't come apart very easily without ripping. Hooray! Cool. No, I don't think it'll come apart. Well done. And that's the kind of friendship, you see. Friendship that just won't come apart. And if we'd left this one a bit longer, maybe that one would have stuck as well. Maybe you can try and rip it later, shall we? Do you want to come up and rip it later? I'll just leave it on here. So, the two kinds of friendship, really. You can be blue tack friends, or you can be really stuck together friends. And that verse in Proverbs says, there is a kind of friend who sticks really tight, who sticks closer than a brother. Family friendship is great. But the proverb says, there's a kind of friendship that's even better than family friendship, even more sticky than family friendship. Now that might just be saying, close friends are really good. And of course that's true. Close friends are really good, and sometimes close friends are even better than family friends. It might just be saying that, but I think, like a lot of the book of Proverbs, it's helping us to think about Jesus. Because all the good things that are in Proverbs, all the good things that men do in Proverbs, all of them make us think about Jesus. Because Jesus is the perfect wise man who always makes the right choices and who always has the right words. And so, of course, Jesus is bound to be the perfect friend. The friend who's a sticky friend and not a blue tack friend. He's the friend who really sticks with us, sticks closer than even a family member, even more close to us, even more friendly than a family member. You see, Jesus is a friend who never lets us down, even though we let him down loads of times. Jesus is a friend who never leaves us, even though sometimes we just forget he's even there. Jesus is a friend who puts up with all the stupid things that we do. Jesus is a friend who never ever gives up on being a friend, however badly we're treating him. Jesus is a man who got stuck into the world. Do you remember he came to this earth as a child, as a baby, and he grew up on this earth and was stuck into all the things that were going on. And he had some special friends, didn't he? The 12 disciples who followed him around and learnt from him. And with those special friends, he taught them, he served them, he looked after them, he cared for them. And eventually, he lays down his life for them. He actually said, if you want to know what real love is, if you want to be able to really describe perfect, full love, then look at me. Because I'm going to lay down my life for my friends. You see, Jesus is a friend who sticks closer than a brother, not just because he's friendly, but because he sacrifices himself for his friends. He does that for his 12 disciples. He does that for anyone and everyone who will trust him and say, yeah, I need your help. I'm putting my trust in you to be my friend, to pay for my wrong, to give me his right, and to make me friends with God. And Jesus is a perfect friend like that who dies for us. And then Jesus is a perfect friend who lives with us. When Jesus had died, he rose again and he went back to be with his Father. And he said that I'm going to stick with you. Talked about someone we call the Holy Spirit who would come into this world and would help us realize and know Christ living in our hearts. That's why Jesus says before he goes back to his Father, I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. I'm always going to be with you throughout your lives. I am a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And that's what we want to remember this morning. Friendship is great. Friendship within families is brilliant and something to be cherished and enjoyed. But there is a friend who's even better than that, and that friend is Jesus, who got stuck into this world, who died for our sins, who promises to be with us throughout our lives and then into the life to come. He's a real friend who sticks with us. And the question for you all this morning is, do you know this friend who sticks with you? Do you know this friend, Jesus? Do you know who he is? Do you know why he came? Is he a friend to you? Is he a friend to you? This is the friend who won't let you down, because in the end, your family members will let you down. They'll let you down a bit in life, but they'll certainly let you down in death. All your friends, however good they are, they'll probably let you down through life, but in the end, they won't carry you through death to judgment, to the life to come. Who's the friend that will stick with you? It's Jesus. Do you know Jesus as your friend? Let's pray for God's help to do that.